four freshmen? Hey, try 94 freshman lawmakers in the House alone.
An irresistible force such as you.
There's so much, really. I mean, from the laptop, the new BlackBerry.
Meets an old immovable object like me.
Learning all the ethics rules, rules of conduct, the do's and don'ts, which are very, very important.
Something's got to give, something's got to give, something's got to give.
That's Representative Lou Barletta learning the ropes at freshman orientation yesterday in the House. Just a nice, friendly get-acquainted session for eager reformers or a brainwashing boot camp for future fat cats and Washington insiders?
Don't take anything if you're not sure from anyone. That's the biggest don't.
Something's got to give.
Freshman orientation for the 111th Congress. A back-to-school Tea Party special. On the Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Wither those 94 freshmen in the House of Representatives at orientation yesterday. It's Tuesday, November 16th.
I assume that they don't trash can you or lock you in a locker at the House of Representatives.
But... Rand Paul, you're going to get a swirly. Yeah.
Let's get right to the top of the morning's news. The British government is expected to pay out millions of dollars to around a dozen men who say they were tortured overseas. Half of them were held at the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center. They claim British agents knew they were being tortured there but did nothing to stop it. It's believed the British government settled to avoid a trial that would have put its intelligence services under a spotlight and cost up to $80 million. Meanwhile, the first civilian trial of a Guantanamo Bay detainee here in New York City may have hit a snag. A juror has asked to be excused, raising the possibility of a mistrial. She sent a note to the judge saying she felt threatened by fellow jurors because they didn't agree with her verdict.
The incoming class of House Republicans doesn't have any legislative powers yet, but they've already scored their first win on Capitol Hill. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, a master of getting federal pork projects for his home state of Kentucky, has fallen in line with the Tea Party and is now backing a ban on so-called earmarks.
Nearly every day that the Senate's been in session for the past 2 years, I've come down to this very spot and said that Democrats were ignoring the wishes of the American people. When it comes to earmarks, I won't be guilty of the same thing.
President Obama, another proponent of an earmarks ban, welcomed McConnell's change of heart. Elsewhere on Capitol Hill, New York Congressman Charles Rangel walked out of his House ethics trial after he was denied more time to raise money for a lawyer. House Ethics Committee Chief Counsel Blake Chisholm says the trial will go on.
There are no genuine issues as to any material facts in this case. As a result, the case is ripe for decision.
Rangel faces 13 counts of financial and fundraising misconduct that could bring formal censure.
The vote counting continues in the still undecided Senate race in Alaska. Incumbent Lisa Murkowski has a narrow lead of 1,700 votes over Tea Party candidate Joe Miller, but 7,500 votes are being contested. Some of them have some simple spelling errors. Nearly 17 million families in America had trouble putting enough food on the table at some point last year. A federal report on food security also found this disturbing trend.
From 2006 to 2010, we saw a 48% increase in the number of people who are coming to the doors of food pantries and soup kitchens. That is a huge amount.
1 in 10 people of America have gone to bed hungry. Feeding America Vice President Kerry Denston says overall the hunger rate remains at its highest level in 15 years.
President Obama is awarding the Medal of Honor today to an Army staff sergeant who risked his life to save two comrades in Afghanistan. The soldier, Salvatore Giunta, is the first living service member from the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq to receive the nation's highest military decoration. Finance ministers in the Eurozone meet today to decide if Ireland needs a bailout and pull it out of its recession. And Asian and European markets are down on the news. Futures are down for Wall Street. The Dow starts at 11,201. The S&P opens at 1,197. The NASDAQ at 2,513. Coming up, how are there any rules to you getting fired? The constitutional rights do not apply in the American workplace. We'll find out why.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.